as world leaders take their measure of the new American president, they'll surely take into account what appears to be strong domestic support for Mr. Obama. Recent public opinion polls show the president's approval rating generally above 60%, down only slightly from the time of his inauguration in January. The latest national survey by Quinnipiac University in Connecticut shows Mr. Obama's approval rating at 58%, with 31% disapproving. Peter Brown is with the Quinnipiac Polling Institute.
The question is how that number will fare as time goes on, especially if the economy doesn't recover quickly. But at this point, Americans are willing to give President Obama the benefit of the doubt, and you can see it through a number of questions we asked.
There's no question that fixing the economy remains the president's top priority. It's a theme that Mr. Obama has been quick to emphasize on his trip overseas as well.
We have to do what's necessary to restore growth and to pursue the reforms that can stabilize our financial system well into the future.
During last year's presidential campaign, Mr. Obama gained a reputation for being a persuasive and gifted speaker. It's a talent he's brought to bear as president, says Republican Ken Duberstein, a former chief of staff for President Ronald Reagan.
And that's why you've seen this continue to travel all over America, where you've seen him hold town hall meetings, where you've seen him on doing an awful lot of television and radio. That is fundamentally, without any filters, speak directly to the American people and continue to get their support and also their patience.
But opposition Republicans are trying to get their message out as well, especially their objections to the administration's massive budget plan. Paul Ryan is a Republican representative from Wisconsin.
We believe that the president's budget makes our fiscal crisis much, much worse. Rather than getting spending under control, it sends spending out of control.
But so far, the Republican arguments seem to be winning over only fellow Republicans, says pollster Peter Brown.
Only slightly more than one in four voters have a positive or favorable opinion of the Republican Party. That's very bad news for the Republicans. Clearly, at this point, they're not part of the calculation to many voters.
Experts say that could change if the administration does not begin to show tangible progress on the stagnant U.S. economy. Former Reagan aide Ken Duberstein says, for now, though, Americans seem to be rooting for President Obama to succeed.
The American people want instantaneous results, and I think this is going to take a long time, and the American people are going to have patience. The question is how long the American people will buy into Obama's positions, his solutions, to give him a chance to succeed.
There was also good news in one of the latest polls for First Lady Michelle Obama. An ABC News Washington Post poll found that her approval rating has soared to 72%, up from only 48% last June during the presidential campaign. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.